USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Justice Department has till Tuesday to respond to an emergency request from Donald Trump asking the Supreme Court to halt part of an appeals court ruling giving the government access to classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago and restoring them to the special master, Khan Nawade. Former federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York gives his take.
My guess is, number one, this is a motion that can be decided by Justice Thomas by himself. My take is he's probably going to refer it to the full court, given the high-profile nature, and the full court is probably going to say, too bad, too sad, to the former president.
Sources say that the Justice Department believes former President Donald Trump still hasn't returned all the government documents he took from the White House. An Oregon serial rapist is set to be released from prison in mid-December after serving nearly 36 years behind bars, almost all of his maximum sentence. Richard Dillmore, arrested in 1986 and called the jogger rapist because he staked out victims as he ran by their homes, admitted to raping 9 girls in the Portland area in the 1970s and 80s, but was only convicted in one case because of the statute of limitations. In 1987, a jury found him guilty of raping 13-year-old Tiffany Edens, his last known victim, in December 1986. He will be 63 at the time of his release in December. We've got numbers for you on deaths versus vaccines.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Christine Barrett was inside her family's Northport home during Hurricane Ian when one of her kids started yelling that water was coming up from the shower, that it started coming in from outside the house. Eventually, the family was forced to climb on top of their kitchen cabinets. They put water wings on their one-year-old and were rescued the next day by boat. After the floodwaters had finally gone down, Barrett and her family were cleaning out the damp and muddy house. On the front lawn lay chairs, a dresser, couch cushions, flooring planks, and a pile of damp drywall. Similar scenes played out across the block as residents tried to clear out the soggy mess before mold set in. An actor who has accused Kevin Spacey of making a sexual advance on him as a 14-year-old recounted the episode for a New York City jury on Friday, testifying he felt helpless when Spacey climbed on top of him in bed. "I was frozen," Anthony Rapp said on the second day of a civil trial in Manhattan. "I was pinned underneath him. I didn't know what to do." In a halting voice, Rapp testified that then 26-year-old Spacey had invited him to a party at his Upper East Side apartment when both actors were starring on Broadway in 1986. He said after he wandered into a bedroom to watch TV and get away from the adults, an intoxicated-looking Spacey joined him after the other guests had left. Rapp, now 50, came forward with the accusation in 2017 when he was the first among others who largely shut down Spacey's career with multiple claims of inappropriate touching or sexual advances. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.